triple blasts have struck the main entrance of the Syrian Interior Ministry, killing 7 people and injuring nearly 24 others. The bombings were the latest to rock the capital and its suburbs on Wednesday. Syria has blamed foreign-backed insurgents for those attacks. The mother of a Ukrainian journalist kidnapped in Syria has called for her daughter's release. The so-called Free Syrian Army abducted Amhar Khoshnava in early October. It's demanded $50 million in ransom for her release. Khoshnava worked as an interpreter for Russian media when she was abducted. The Egyptian military says unity talks over the controversial draft constitution have been put off because rival parties have shown little interest in taking part. Meanwhile, the country's main opposition front has said it will push for a no vote in the referendum, but will not boycott it. Israeli forces have shot a Palestinian teenager to death in the occupied West Bank. Mohammed Ziad Soleima was shot up to 6 times near an Israeli checkpoint in the city of Al-Khalil. Israeli authorities later confirmed the slain boy was carrying a toy gun when he was fired upon. A group of inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency have arrived in Tehran for talks on Iran's nuclear energy program. The deputy IAEA director is heading the 7-member delegation. The technical team is expected to meet Iran's ambassador to the UN atomic watchdog, Ali Asghar Soltaniyeh, later on Thursday. Spanish workers have held protests in Madrid against the government's austerity measures. Justice workers have staged a walkout against reforms in the justice system, and medical workers marched to show their objections, to the privatization of the public health care. They say austerity measures will lower the quality of services they provide. The standoff between President Barack Obama and his Republican rivals over the so-called fiscal cliff continues. While Republicans accuse Obama of not suggesting enough spending cuts, Obama says Republicans are not specific about their plans. The federal debt in the U.S. has topped $16 trillion. Newly elected MPs in Ukraine kick and punch their way into the opening session of parliament. The fight erupted between lawmakers who are pro-government and the minority opposition who back ex-premier Julia Tymoshenko. The country's parliament has seen several confrontations in recent years.